vibrate against my back.
Frankie.
The hairs behind my neck stiffened and my body stilled. That familiar baritone voice shook me to my core. There was only one person in the entire world who called me by that nickname, a name that hadn't been uttered in years. There was no possible explanation for why he could have been here. He lived in D.C., or maybe it was Virginia now. He couldn't be here. I braced for the worst, forcing myself to turn and face him. A sudden onslaught of heat permeated my face, and it felt like my legs were going to collapse out from under me. Mac. Not only was Mackenzie Morrison standing right in front of me, but he looked even more amazing than I could recall. He was everything I remembered, just magnified. His muscles were even more defined, and gritty stubble peppered his angular jaw. His sparkling eyes were searing into mine with a determined look that made me a bit uneasy. Clearly, this reunion wasn't having the same effect on him as it was on me. While my mouth felt numb, unable to form words, he appeared ready for this moment.
You look like you've just seen a ghost.
You might as well be one, I muttered under my breath.
I expected this reaction,
I whispered.
Jesus.
We weren't supposed to use the Lord's name in vain here. I couldn't remember my own name right now, let alone a single one of the Ten Commandments. Opting not to look him in the eyes any longer, my gaze traveled down to his large hands and the veins protruding from them. The recollection of what it had felt like to wrap my fingers in his was clear as day. It suddenly hit me that Mac was the DILF Lorelai had been referring to. For the first and only time, she hadn't been exaggerating about how incredibly good-looking someone was. His tone was demanding.
Look at me, Frankie.
When I didn't listen, he repeated,
Look at me.
I lifted my head. To look him in the face was truly painful, triggering an onslaught of memories I preferred to keep at bay. One thing was for certain. The grown man standing before me was far more confident than the guy whom I'd last seen with tears in his eyes. I don't understand. How is this possible? What are you doing here at my school? He slowly approached me, causing my skin to heat.
We live here now, in Massachusetts.
We live here. Who was we, exactly? My heart was thumping out of my chest in a mix of fear and an oddly disconcerting excitement that I didn't quite understand. The wheels were turning in my head. I remembered looking at the class list and noticing a Jonah Morrison. The last name freaked me out a little, but I never could have imagined in a million years that it was Mac's son. Moses never told me you were living here in Boston.
I know. I told him I wanted to be the one to tell you about the move.
I stepped back a bit, too overwhelmed by the closeness of his body and the realization that he smelled the same, that his earthy scent still caused my body to have the same reaction it always had. My eyes wandered to the corner of the room, where, out of process of elimination, I identified Mac's little boy, his son. Oh my God. Mac seemed to notice where I was looking and allowed me a moment to take it all in. I could feel him watching me, watching his kid. Jonah was a bit scrawny. Through his thick glasses, I could see that he had his father's hazel eyes, but otherwise looked more like his mother. His head full of kinky curls was a darker shade of brown than Mac's. My eyes returned to meet his when I asked, How did your son end up in my class?
If I told you it was a coincidence, would you believe me?
No.
Well, it's not.
He was quick to admit. Why? Why are you doing this? Why didn't you warn me?
Would it have made it any easier?
No, I whispered.
We came to the orientation. You weren't there. I was hoping to have this happen then, not on the first day of school.
I wasn't sure if by we he meant him and Jonah or him and his wife, or was it his girlfriend? Were they even still together? I had no clue. My heart was pounding even harder at the thought of having to meet Jonah's mother, Tori. Where's his mother?
She has to be at work early in the morning. I'll be picking him up to take him to school every day since I work from home.
It was all too much. I started to walk away. You'll have to excuse me. I have to attend to my